Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review, or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and I'd like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. A historic moment in the United States Senate last night. The Senate passed a foreign aid bill, a bill that will make a huge difference in Ukraine, in Taiwan, and in Israel. $95 billion aid bill. And it's a very interesting observation that the United States has been in the forefront of foreign policy in the world since the end of World War II. We suffered a certain trauma at the end of the Second World War because we had not been engaged fully and decisively in the world. And one of the first things we did was the Marshall Plan and the Truman Doctrine and, yes, the creation of NATO. And all of those efforts were bipartisan, led by a Republican senator from Michigan whose name was Arthur Vandenberg. He said that foreign policy was the most important single element and it should be bipartisan in its efforts. Well, what we have seen is that it has not been bipartisan, at least for the last year. Great battles, great debate taking place over where we should put our money, or in fact, if we should put our money anywhere. The new isolationists say, forget foreign policy, let's put our money into America and into closing our borders and into, well, making sure that we are able to do what we need to do in our own country. That, my friends, is isolationism. And by the way, I shouldn't have said closing our borders. I should have said, and I think it's a better line, we want to control our borders. But in fact, we do have controls on our borders. And one of the most interesting observations during the Senate debate was that if we would enforce our immigration laws, if we would enforce those laws, well, it would make all the difference in the world. What was particularly interesting to me was that Mitch McConnell joined with Chuck Schumer, in other words, the Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate, in order to make sure that this bill passed. And interestingly enough, Mitch McConnell said something that I found intriguing. He blasted Tucker Carlson and said that Republican opposition to aid to Ukraine really emerged because of Tucker Carlson. And remember, Donald Trump has said Tucker Carlson is on his list of potential vice presidential nominees, which means that there is a division in the Republican Party over which way to go. Indeed, on this bill, 46 Democrats voted yes, 31 Republicans voted yes, 2 independents voted yes. But it was interesting for me to note that 2 Democrats and 15 Republicans voted no. One of those Republicans voting no was Ted Cruz, who last night issued a statement, a very eloquent statement, saying that although he favored aid to Israel, he was going to vote against this aid bill, period. And he was joined on the left by Bernie Sanders. Wait, are you telling me that Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz agreed? And the answer is yes. And that demonstrates the division within the Congress, that is the Senate, but also the fact that the extremes, the far left and the far right, seem to agree on those things that the consensus favors. This is a real lesson. And within the Republican Party, there will now be a battle over whether or not the isolationist wing of the Republican Party, really represented by Donald Trump and his followers, how they will compete against the Ronald Reagan wing of the Republican Party, which favors extension of American aid to allies fighting for freedom, like Ukraine, like Israel, like Taiwan. There was another bill in the Senate that was voted on having to do with TikTok. It passed 70 to 29 and called for TikTok to be sold, that it should be taken out of the hands of the Chinese. I understand the motivation, but I must tell you honestly, even if TikTok were removed in the fashion that some would like, another form would spring up immediately, just like Facebook. All of these social media ventures are big, and they can't be stopped by mere legislation. I don't know what the outcome will be with TikTok, but I can tell you, having spoken with a number of people who really use TikTok, they enjoy it. They think they gain from it. And if there were an attempt to ban TikTok, well, I think those implications would be felt at the polls. Let me go a step further and talk now about the fact that today nothing will happen in the Donald Trump criminal case in New York. But we know now that Donald Trump was instrumental in working with, well, shall we put it politely and say, the National Enquirer, sensation-seeking rags, in order to get himself elected president. And with Mr. Pecker, his good friend, and it appears also with others, Donald Trump was able to maneuver so that when you walk into your supermarket and you saw the National Enquirer on your stand, you knew you were getting a pro-Trump approach. Look, I'm not in favor of censorship, but I am in favor of full revelation. And it would appear that there was a conspiracy between Donald Trump, Mr. Pecker, and Michael Cohen. And all of that is coming to a head in this trial. The next few weeks are going to be fascinating to watch how this unfolds. But one of the great things about America is that in the end, I believe, truth does prevail. And another lesson we can learn from what the Senate did, it requires cooperation between parties. If political parties see it to their advantage, they can cooperate. Oh, I shouldn't close without mentioning Mike Johnson. Yes, he has a battle in the House of Representatives. The Freedom Caucus, some of them, are determined to defeat him. And right now, three Freedom Caucus members have announced they will not vote for him. The only way Mike Johnson is going to be saved is if the Democrats support him. Well, it might be an interesting moment if a Republican, conservative, election-denying speaker has to rely on the Democrats to save him. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or colleague, so we can continue to grow and expand. I want to point out that you can interact with me on Facebook or LinkedIn, and of course, deep appreciation always to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoker. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running every single day. And I want to say thanks, Gogo. All right. See you tomorrow. Who knows where the world will be, but we will be right here, Around the Political World with John Rothman. See you tomorrow.